The 20th of December.
Readings.
Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord is at hand, come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is at hand. Come, let us adore him. O God, creation's secret force, yourself unmoved, all motion's source, who from the moon till evening ray, through all its changes, guide the day, grant us, when this short life is past, the glorious evening that shall last, that by a holy death attained, eternal glory may be gained. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, may every tongue and nation raise an endless song of thankful praise. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. Psalm 102. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, all my being bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion, who fills your life with good things, renewing your youth like an eagle's. The Lord does deeds of justice, gives judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, and his deeds to Israel's sons. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. Psalm 102 continued. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. His wrath will come to an end, he will not be angry forever. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so strong is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. For he knows of what we are made, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flowers like the flower in the field, the wind blows and he is gone, and his place never sees him again. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. Psalm 102 concluded. But the love of the Lord is everlasting upon those who hold him in fear. His justice reaches out to children's children when they keep his covenant in truth, when they keep his will in their mind. The Lord has set his sway in heaven, and his kingdom is ruling over all. Give thanks to the Lord, all his angels, mighty in power, fulfilling his word, who heed the voice of his word. Give thanks to the Lord, all his hosts, his servants who do his will. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. In every place where he rules, my soul, give thanks to the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. The voice of one crying in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight the paths of our God. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 48. Listen to this, house of Jacob, you who bear the name of Israel, and have sprung from the seed of Judah, you who wear the name of the Lord, and invoke the God of Israel, though not in good faith or uprightness, calling yourselves after the holy city, and bolstering yourselves on the God of Israel, whose name is the Lord of hosts. Things now past I once revealed long ago. They went out from my mouth, and I proclaimed them. Then suddenly I acted, and they happened. For I know you to be obstinate, your neck an iron bar, your forehead bronze. And so I revealed things beforehand. Before they happened, I announced them to you, so that you could not say, my idol was the one that performed them. It was my carved image, my image of cast metal, that decreed them. You have heard and seen all this. Will you not admit it? Now I am revealing new things to you, things hidden and unknown to you, created just now, this very moment. Of these things you have heard nothing until now, so that you cannot say, oh yes, I knew all this. You have never heard, you do not know. I had not opened your ear beforehand, for I knew how treacherous you were, and that you have deserved the name of rebel from your birth. For the sake of my name I deferred my anger, for the sake of my honour I curbed it, I did not destroy you. And now I have put you in the fire like silver, I have tested you in the furnace of distress. For my sake, and for my sake only, have I acted. Is my name to be profaned? Never will I yield my glory to another. Responsory from Isaiah 48. I have tested you in the furnace of distress. For my sake only have I acted. Is my name to be profaned? Never will I yield my glory to another. In excess of anger, for a moment I hid my face from you, but with everlasting love I have taken pity on you. Never will I yield my glory to another. A reading from the Homilies of St. Bernard in praise of the Virgin Mother. You have heard that you shall conceive and bear a son. You have heard that you shall conceive not of man, but of the Holy Spirit. The angel is waiting for your answer. It is time for him to return to God who sent him. We too are waiting, O Lady, for the word of pity, even we who are overwhelmed in wretchedness by the sentence of damnation. And behold, to you the price of our salvation is offered. If you consent, straight away shall we be freed. In the eternal word of God we were all made, and lo, we die. By one little word of yours in answer shall we all be made alive. Adam asks this of you, O loving Virgin. Poor Adam, exiled as he is from paradise with all his poor wretched children. Abraham begs this of you, and David. This all the holy fathers implore, even your fathers who themselves are dwelling in the valley of the shadow of death. This the whole world is waiting for, kneeling at your feet. And rightly so, for on your lips is hanging the consolation of the wretched, the redemption of the captive, the speedy deliverance of all who otherwise are lost. In a word, the salvation of all Adam's children, of all your race. Answer, O Virgin, answer the angel speedily. Rather, through the angel, answer your Lord. Speak the word and receive the word. Offer what is yours and conceive what is of God. Give what is temporal and embrace what is eternal. Why delay? Why tremble? Believe, speak, receive. Let your humility put on boldness and your modesty be clothed with trust. Not now should your virginal simplicity forget prudence. In this one thing alone, O prudent virgin, fear not presumption. For although modesty that is silent is pleasing, more needful now is the loving kindness of your word. Open, O blessed virgin, your heart to faith. Open your lips to speak. Open your bosom to your Maker. Behold, the desired of all nations is outside, knocking at your door. Oh, if by your delay he should pass by, and again in sorrow you should have to begin to seek for him whom your soul loves. Arise then, and open. Arise by faith, run by devotion of your heart, open by your word. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. A responsory from Luke chapter 1. Virgin Mary, receive the word of the Lord brought to you by the angel. You will conceive and bear a son, both God and man. You will be called blessed among all women. You will indeed bear a son, yet suffer no loss of virginity. You will be with child, yet remain a mother ever undefiled. You will be called blessed among all women. Let us pray. Lord, at the angel's message, Mary, the Immaculate Virgin, became the temple of God, and was filled with the light of the Holy Spirit when she received your divine word. Grant that after her example, we may humbly and steadfastly follow your will. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.